Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Ask a random person, what are the basic tasks that Christians are to be performing? You'll hear all sorts of answers. Feeding the hungry, helping the poor, being kind to people. The more religious will say, well, Christians are to be praying, going to church, reading the Bible. All good things. Very few, I think, even among Christians, will remember that one of the basic tasks of the Christian is to do what Jesus said in today's gospel from Matthew chapter 7. Christians are to be judging Christian preachers. And by judging, I don't mean judging how charismatic they are, or how cool, or how engaging they are. I mean judging as in watching out or bewaring of false prophets. Now, Lutherans tend to get this more than some other churches do, who happily and even proudly celebrate the diversity of doctrines that they tolerate in their midst, because they think the most important thing really isn't the doctrine, but how we treat one another and feel about one another. But Lutherans tend to get that we need to focus on doctrine and on making absolutely sure that we believe, teach, and confess the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We've always told people that by far the most important reason to choose a church is the doctrine that is taught and practiced in that church, regardless of any external trappings. Why are we so concerned about doctrine? Because of whose doctrine it is. It's Christ's doctrine. It's His teaching. Of course, if you're hearing the word of Christ directly from the mouth of Christ, as His disciples were there on the Sermon of the Mount, well, then you don't really have to worry about judging the preacher, do you? But none of us has ever had that opportunity. Christ never intended to stay on earth and preach and teach until the end of time. It was always His intention, as we see already here in these words from the Sermon on the Mount, to teach the world, to call out to His sheep, to feed His sheep, to convict, convert, and enlighten sinners through the preaching and teaching of ministers whom He would send out into the world to preach and teach in His name until He comes. But He also knew that many, many preachers calling themselves Christians would go out into the world not having been sent by Him, or if sent by Him originally, would still end up spreading lies in His name. And so He issues this stern warning to His disciples toward the end of the Sermon on the Mount as one of the most basic tasks we are to be about. Watch out for false prophets. Why? Because they won't come to you with a big sign on their back saying, false prophet. No, they will come, on the contrary, claiming that they're speaking to you in Jesus' name, that they're telling you the truth about God and about His Son, Jesus Christ. That's what it means to come in sheep's clothing. But, as Jesus says, inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. If they get you to believe lies about yourself, to believe lies about God, to believe lies about how anyone can be saved from death and eternal condemnation, then they have devoured you like wolves. They have robbed you of salvation. They have led you to believe in a fake Jesus, And a fake Jesus can't save anyone. Well, how do you watch out for these false prophets? Well, you judge them. And again, you don't judge them by the way they look or by how educated they are by worldly standards or by their personality or by their sense of humor. You don't judge them by the mere fact that they claim Jesus as Lord and wave a Bible around. You judge them by examining their fruits. Jesus says, by their fruits you will know them. The two things are included in a preacher's fruits: his doctrine and his life. In other words, whether he does the will of my Father in heaven in what he teaches and in how he lives. Well, how do you judge a preacher's doctrine? How do you test the spirits, as St. John wrote in the fourth chapter of his first epistle, whether they are from God? Well, there's only one way. You have to do as the Bereans did in Acts chapter 17. You have to search the scriptures to find out if what a preacher says is true. You have to know your Bible, study your Bible. There's no way around it. It's the only infallible source of truth, unchanging, unwavering, the inspired Word of God that remains forever. Now, the Bible's a big book. We have broken down its teachings and summarized them in six chief parts, as you know if you're familiar with Martin Luther's Small Catechism, which is tremendously helpful for judging a Christian preacher's doctrine. Think about those six chief parts. Does his doctrine line up with the Ten Commandments? Does he point you to the Lord God of the Bible alone as the only God and Savior, to fear Him, to love Him, and to trust in Him above all things? Does he teach you to honor God's name and God's Word, to honor your parents and others in authority over you, to guard your neighbor's life, including the lives of the children waiting to be born? Does he teach you to honor marriage, the lifelong union between one man and one woman, and to keep the marriage bed pure? Does he teach you not to steal, not to give false testimony against your neighbor, not to covet what your neighbor has, but to be content with what God has given you? Does he show you that all have sinned against these commandments and fall short of the glory of God and have earned only his wrath and punishment? Or does he teach something else? You be the judge. Does his doctrine line up with the Apostles' Creed? Does he teach that God created all things in 6 days by his almighty word? Or does he teach the religion of evolution? Does he teach that Christ is true God from eternity and true man born of the Virgin Mary? Does he teach that Christ has redeemed mankind from sin, death, and the power of the devil with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death? Does he teach that Christ rose bodily from the dead on the third day and lives and rules eternally at the right hand of God and will return at the last day to raise all the dead and to give eternal life to all who have believed in him? Does he teach that the Spirit of God is the one who, through the preaching of the gospel, calls poor sinners from every race, tribe, language, and people, who brings people to faith through the message that is preached and justifies them through faith alone, that it is the Spirit who gathers his church and preserves it through the means of grace, through preaching and the sacraments? Or does he preach something else? You be the judge. Does he preach according to the Lord's Prayer, teaching you to know how to pray, how to pray to your Father in heaven, our Father in heaven, to seek the glory of His name and His kingdom, and to look to Him as the provider of all you need, from daily bread to the forgiveness of sins, to the strength to resist temptation, to deliverance from all evil. Or does he teach something else? You be the judge. Does the preacher's doctrine line up with the Bible's teaching of holy baptism, that it is a water of life, rich in grace, and a washing of regeneration in the Holy Spirit, and that it works forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this? Or does he teach something else? You be the judge. Does a preacher's doctrine line up with the Bible's teaching about the office of the holy ministry? Does he teach that Christ calls men through the call of the church to be his ministers, to use the keys of the kingdom of heaven in his name, to forgive sins to the penitent, and to deny forgiveness to the impenitent in Christ's name? Or does he teach something else? You be the judge. Finally, does his teaching line up with the Bible's teaching about the sacrament of the altar? Now, this has been a main sticking point separating Lutherans from most other non-Roman Catholic churches for 500 years. Does a preacher preach that the body and blood of Christ are truly, really present under the bread and wine in Holy Communion, and that Christ's body and blood are truly received by all communicants for the forgiveness of sins to those who believe and for judgment to those who disbelieve? Or does he teach something else? You be the judge. If a preacher's fruit, his doctrine, is good, if it lines up not with just some, but with all of those teachings of Scripture, then receive him and believe him. If his doctrine, if his fruit is bad, then avoid him, as Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 16. Then you also have the preacher's life as that other part of his fruit, how he behaves, what he does. It's important, but it's secondary, because it's knowing Christ rightly and trusting in him that will save you, not the preacher's life, not how he lives. And we know that every preacher is sinful. So don't waste your time looking for one who is sinless. You won't find one. But do look for someone who practices what he preaches, which includes repenting when he sins. Judge his life with mercy. Judge his life with love. But do judge his life to see if he fulfills the requirements that St. Paul sets forth for ministers in 1 Timothy chapter 3 or in Titus chapter 1, which I'll leave you to read on your own. Or if he preaches that stealing is wrong, and yet regularly helps himself to some of the offerings. Watch out. If he preaches that the doctrine of Christ is all important, but then runs away when the wolf comes and threatens the flock, watch out. Or if he practices open communion, allowing people to commune together at the Lord's altar without first making sure that their confession of faith lines up entirely with the truth of God's Word, watch out. In the last part of today's Gospel, Jesus makes it clear that none of this is a question of a preacher's sincerity. These false prophets against whom Jesus warns think they're serving the Lord's Christ. They call him Lord, Lord. And they're surprised on the last day when he rejects them, saying, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers." They thought they knew Jesus, and they preached the Jesus they thought they knew. Some even did miracles, according to the words of our gospel. "Didn't we prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many miracles in your name?" But it turns out they didn't know him, and so the Jesus they preached was a false one. They allowed themselves to be led away and deceived by Satan and his doctrines of demons, which they then echoed in their preaching. It was Satan's power behind their miracles, even as Scripture says that in the last days, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. So don't judge a preacher by his sincerity or even by miracles he may perform. Judge him by his fruit, by his doctrine, and by his life. It's one of the most basic tasks given to Christians by Christ, because you don't want to arrive at the last day or at the day of your death and only then find out that you didn't actually know the real Jesus. He doesn't want that to happen either. That's why he's given you his word and his warning, but also his Holy Spirit in the word to guide you into all truth, as he promised his disciples, to guide you and to teach you and to keep you from being deceived. You aren't on your own to figure it out for yourself. And when you have judged that a Christian preacher is actually bringing you the word of Christ, then hear him, believe him, and put into practice the word that he has preached. Then you will be, as Jesus says at the very end of the Sermon on the Mount, like the wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain came down, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.